Hello, my name is Andrew Carbone. I'm leading the youth group today alongside here with Mary Angela. And this is the AMG program, nonprofit since 1991. And if anybody wants to speak their voice, please do. Please start with your first name, and we will all get to know each other a little bit better. And a lot deeper, I'll tell you that. Would anybody like to say hi? I think we only have Becca so far. It's okay if you also want to listen, that's okay as well. We respect that, and we understand that this is a challenge that you guys are all going through, and we're here to help and we're here to support you, and there's no judgment here, and there's no we're just here to help. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about myself. I was born in Southern California in 1986. Tomorrow is actually my birthday. I'll be turning 29. And
happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. And it's definitely been an amazing journey for me. And I had a wonderful childhood growing up. Did a lot of traveling as a kid, went around the United States, went to Hawaii, went to Canada, Mexico, a lot of road trips, drove to Colorado. We would go to Las Vegas, a lot of different things. California is just such a nice place to start, and there's just so many great places we can visit. And coming back is always the best for me. California is just so beautiful. Weather is always, you know, pretty mild, pretty good. And it was just a very exciting time for me. I didn't start my gastroparesis, or SIPO as you want to call it, until I was about 14 years old, sort of in my middle school. And I didn't know what was going on with me. It sort of just sprung up. And usually what would happen, I started noticing Sunday dinners. My family's Italian. I come from an Italian background. I'm half Italian, half Mexican. And we would have, you know, usually like our Sunday Italian dinners with pasta and red sauce, salads, lots of sort of heavy, big foods. And I noticed that I would get, you know, just a lot of irritation, and I would go to sleep, and then that night I'd wake up probably 2:30 in the morning and vomit huge, huge amounts, large, large amounts. And it took the doctors quite a bit of time to figure out what was wrong with me. They thought I was crazy. They thought I was, you know, just they didn't know what to think. They don't know what the issue was. So I think sometimes it's hard for the doctors to really admit. And it takes a long time to get that understanding, and for your peers as a social aspect, understanding as a peer to be able to articulate what you have and have them understand it and not, you know, be so much drag it out and keep talking about yourself, but just accept you and not to be afraid of who you are and what you're struggling with, but to know that it makes you a stronger person and it builds character. So getting the doctors on board was definitely a big challenge for me. I still pursued a lot of the things that I like to do. I like to be active. I like baseball, hockey, football. So anytime I would sort of get a chance to do sports, I would definitely put in a good effort. I do struggle with standing and walking after eating. I get a lot of pain. So it definitely makes it a challenge, and it's just about pacing yourself and letting your, basically letting your stomach tell you, I'm the boss. Well, yeah, really, the stomach's the boss, but sometimes you can be the boss too. So just know that the sometimes you just need to go with how your stomach is feeling, and so later on, I continued doing artistic things. I like doing a lot of art. I like drawing. I think that was a good outlet for me. Was all throughout high school, I did extracurriculum programs. I would go to a college in Pasadena, and I would draw usually during the week. We would do a lot of projects, and Saturday we would go to school to have that extra class, and that's what I think sort of kept me busy over the years. Or sometimes I'd be up late at night, I couldn't go to sleep, so that was a good outlet for me. I continued to pursue to go to this college. It's a pretty famous college, Art Center College of Design, and they do a lot of car design. Probably 50% of the cars on the road are from their designers, and it's a very challenging school. Probably the biggest challenge, other than my condition, would be this particular college. It was a struggle, to say the least. But I did meet a lot of really great people, a lot of really talented, smart, and it was very special to be there. It was a privilege to be there. Unfortunately, it was so difficult for me at the time that I did not finish, but continued to work and found my sort of niches working as a designer, and we would have lots of different projects working at a design firm that I was working at. So it's definitely been an interesting road, and right now I'm currently not working, but helping Mary Angela with some of her programs, and we're also working with some videos that I put together to try and help anybody who is dealing with this sort of conditions. And maybe we can see who's in the room now, since I've been talking for about 10 minutes here. So does anybody care to say their first name? Say hello to
Oh,
the
so
group.
I'm Becca.
Hi, Becca. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I am calling from Western Mass. I'm actually in a nursing home there, which I'm not happy about. I'm stuck here. I have a autonomic disorder that causes gastroparesis.
I also
And,
struggle. Yeah. Keep
yeah,
going.
you too?
I have an autonomic. I have a feeling that it's not diagnosed, but I have a feeling that I do, because I get a lot of like temperature swings where I can't stay hot, or I always feel cold. I always feel like I get these cold sweats a lot. It's very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. I had it diagnosed through a skin biopsy, actually.
And how long have you been in the nursing home for?
July 1st, but before that, I was at a hospital for a month and a half. because my blood pressure dropped really low and my need for IV fluids increased.
Right.
So I'm on tube feeding and IV fluids occasionally.
Right.
I have a port and I have a DJ tube.
A J tube?
GJ.
GJ? Okay. Right now I have an IV in my arm right now because I've been struggling the past few weeks. I just got back from a trip from Europe, which was really exciting. I recommend everybody to travel if they can. I know with this disease, it's not always our choice. But if you can, definitely try to travel when you feel better, or if you can. It's something that you should definitely put on your bucket list. It's just so amazing to see the different cultures and just the way people live, and to hear them speak, to see how they eat. I didn't eat anything on my trip. I bring my own foods, and I would bring my own liquids because I struggle with both digesting food and liquids.
Yeah, me too.
I'm getting closer to I think this the spot where I'm gonna probably need a J tube or a G tube. I still need to speak with the doctors about it because I haven't had so much problem with the liquids. It's been sort of so-so, and more recently it's kind of gotten a little bit worse. So I'm hoping that the doctors can help me, and they said it could be a temporary thing, so I'm hoping that, you know, it'll just be a temporary feeding, and if I could gain some weight, see how I do. Time will tell.
Yeah. My issue is that my parents...
Sorry, two of you guys were speaking at the same time. Please say your name before you speak. Your first name.
Hi. I'm Sarah. I didn't know that you could even hear me.
Oh, hi. Hello, Sarah.
This is my first call. I just signed up yesterday, and I was just listening in, so I'm very interested.
Yes.
I'm from Michigan.
You're from Michigan?
Yeah.
How old are you, Sarah?
I'm 22.
You're 22.
I don't know how old you guys are.
You're 26. I'm going to be 29 tomorrow.
Happy
28
early
today.
Awesome. Wait, I have a question for you. How do you manage...
You say that?
I have a question. you have an IV in you right now. Did you get it prescribed? How did you do that? Because I would love to have, like,
Okay,
IV.
Did you hear her?
I'm sorry,
your microphone's a little bit...
Okay, say it again, please.
Okay.
I'm asking Sarah, but I can't hear her.
Are you prescribed an IV port? Because I struggle with obviously keeping... How did you get that? Like, your doctor?
Ordered it.
Okay, because that's something that I've been, like, begging my doctor for, is just to be able to have access to fluids at home. I need to.
Right.
Could you hear the question?
You probably need a nurse.
Do you do it yourself, or do you have someone do it for you?
Come in and have your doctor write an order for a nurse.
Okay.
Andrew, go ahead.
No, you need to do it, and I'll check, like, your levels and different things.
Got it. Okay.
But yeah, if you want to send any questions, can they? Where do we send questions, Mariangela?
Send it to the organization. Digestive.motility@gmail.com, and then depending what the question is, they can be forwarded to you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
But usually with anything with IV fluids, you would probably need a nurse or a doctor to check in on you. I am very lucky, and my father is a doctor. He's a family physician. He's retired, and
oh, you're so lucky.
Very well respected in the community, and I have him here as my nurse. He's not a very good nurse. He's not very good at treating the veins. He's great in so many ways, but I really don't like it when he has to stick me.
Aww.
But I am lucky, you're right. It has been very